This news update is being brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. A man who reportedly jumped from the Zilwaukee Bridge on southbound I-75 Monday evening survived after swimming to shore. Authorities say a witness fishing near the bridge called for help after seeing the man leap into the Saginaw River. Emergency crews found him alert, conscious, and injured, but alive. Officials have not released his name or what led to the incident. If you or someone you know is struggling with mental health or suicidal thoughts, help is available. Call or text 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, which is free and confidential 24 hours a day. For more information, go to thumbnet.net. The Port Austin Village Council met Monday night with a full agenda, and much of the focus was on waterfront access, lease agreements, and the ongoing struggle with downtown parking. A key action item centered around the harbor, where council members approved an amendment to a major lease agreement, a move they say is critical to keeping the marina running smoothly while protecting the village's interests. Concerns including parking near popular spots like the general store and making sure a public right-of-way along the water's edge remains open for everyone. President Mr. Johnson spoke on the importance of maintaining public access, calling the waterfront a community asset that should stay open and enjoyable for all. Other topics included boardwalk lighting and future beautification projects aimed at making the area safer and more welcoming at night. The meeting wrapped up with plans to refer the parking ordinance issue to the Planning Commission for further review ahead of next year's tourism season. We'll be right back with your news, but first, here is a message from our sponsor at Mauer Electric. So stay tuned. Your Thumb Broadcasting News. We'll be right back.
We like to think we can fix anything. Plumbing issues? I got this. Drywall repair? No problem. But there's some jobs when you should just call in the professionals. When you have electrical issues, need wiring, rewiring, AC electrical motors, generators, new construction, and more, call the number one electrical company in the Thumb, Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. From simple wiring to complex electrical systems, Mauer Electric can handle it at competitive pricing.
This is Nikki Melnick for Mauer Electric. No job is too big or too small. Call Mauer Electric today at 989-269-8171. That's 989-269-8171.
Welcome back. The U.S. Senate has unanimously approved a bipartisan bill led by Michigan Senator Gary Peters. It is aimed at stopping federal payments from going to deceased individuals. It's called the Ending Improper Payments to Deceased People Act, and it would give federal agencies permanent access to complete death data from the Social Security Administration. That move is designed to prevent waste of taxpayer dollars and improve government oversight. Under the bill, agencies would be required to cross-check the data before issuing any payments. Earlier this year, a temporary version of that access helped recover more than $31 million in improper payments in just 5 months. The bill now heads to the House for consideration. Senator Peters says the goal is simple: to protect taxpayer money and strengthen the integrity of federal payment systems, part of his ongoing push to reduce government waste and improve efficiency. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is issuing a new warning about computer ransomware as part of Cybersecurity Awareness Month, urging residents and businesses to stay alert and take precautions. Nessel says ransomware can be financially and operationally devastating, infecting devices, encrypting files, and locking users out until a ransom is paid. But she adds these attacks are often preventable with strong security habits. One of the most common ways ransomware spreads is through phishing, which are fake emails or messages that look legitimate but contain malicious links or attachments. The Attorney General's office recommends using and regularly updating security software, installing system updates promptly, verifying suspicious messages before clicking on any attachments or links, avoiding use of public Wi-Fi, and backing up important data to external or cloud storage. For more information on this or to report any possible phishing scams, go to thumbnet.net to find the link to the government's website.
And here are your obituaries for the hour. On October 8, 2025, Andrew Michael Lapka gained his wings at the age of 72 at his home with his family by his side. Andrew was born on July 26, 1953 in Bad Axe. On October 27, 2000, he married the love of his life, Susan Townley. In keeping with his wishes, cremation has taken place and there will be no services. Condolences may be shared with Andrew's family at the website www.kaufmanfuneralhome.com. Shannon K. Drabuski, age 53, of Ubley, passed away peacefully on October 9, 2025, surrounded by her loved ones. She was born in Pigeon on December 22, 1971. A celebration of life and remembrance will be held on Sunday, October 19th at 1 p.m. at the Ubley Fox Hunters Club, with readings and reflections from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., followed by lunch and drinks. Condolences may be shared with the family at www.kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And in lieu of sending any flowers, please kindly donate them to the Thumb Animal Shelter, located at 2260 South Elkton Road, in Elkton, Michigan. If you want any more news, weather, sports, obituaries, or information, be sure to head to our website at thumbnet.net.
This weather is being brought to you by Flagship Community Federal Credit Union of Harbor Beach. It is your small town, low-cost provider meeting all of your financial needs. Call Flagship Community Federal Credit Union today at 989-479-3357.